American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Been blessed with a little moisture in our part of the country, so that's good.
That's Warren Zinker. He's a fourth-generation cattleman in North Dakota, and the good weather is helping him get some crops planted for his cattle.
Finishing putting the crop in here and fencing to get the cows out to grass and all kinds of fun stuff. And we grow all our feed for our cattle.
Zinker said already the alfalfa is looking great.
Well, we just walked in some stuff here the other day that was almost knee-high already, so that's very good for us. We're just hoping we can keep the frost away. That's always a concern up here in North Dakota. You know, we're not out of the woods by any way, shape, or form, till we get to that, you know, first week of June. I mean, not where it's a killing frost, but, you know, we'd have some stuff where it could dip into the, you know, high 20s to low 30s, you know, and so we've been fortunate to keep that away this year, and we're hoping here probably in another, you know, 3 weeks we'll be able to start cutting some of that alfalfa down, and maybe we'll get a couple cuttings this year.
And that alfalfa hay will be used for the winter.
You know, we'll bale everything, and then, you know, we use it all winter.
We asked Zinker what else he's putting in the ground.
Corn and soybeans. We farm quite a little land. We got probably 4,000 acres of corn in the ground and probably about 3,000 acres of soybeans.
And you're able to get in to plant, huh?
Yep, we should wrap up tomorrow.
He noted that not all the corn and soybeans go to the cattle on the ranch.
A lot of the corn goes to the open market. We'll chop some for silage. My feed yard, we feed earlage, so we'll combine or, you know, take some earlage, with a corn chopper, just with a combine head, just take the cob and make an earlage type kind of thing. We'll put that in the bunker, and the rest is sold to the open market.
Yeah, we've moved from the feed to the cattle. So how are the cattle doing, Warren?
We're doing pretty good with the cows. We got about 40, what did I count the other day, about 40 head left to calve. We've only been calving for about 40 days.
That's Warren Zinker, a fourth-generation cattleman in North Dakota. In more news, the House of Representatives is currently considering H.R. 5515, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2019. The amendment offered by Representative Rob Bishop of Utah would prohibit listing the greater sage-grouse and the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act for 10 years. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.